Steve Kerr, presented by Great Clips. In sports, success is about team effort, and the same is true for your hair. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Hey, Coach, how you doing tonight?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Obviously, everybody would love to know everything that you know about Steph Curry and sort of how you plan to go about attacking these next couple of games without him.
Yeah, I mean, we've put the word out. He's going to miss the next couple of games, and we'll reevaluate him on Friday. So the good news is the MRI was pretty clear, and we don't expect this to be a long-term thing. So, I've been touting our depth the last few weeks in preseason, and not only are we going to be without Steph, but we'll be without D'Anthony Melton and Wiggs tomorrow night. So a chance for that depth to get their opportunity, and I'm excited about that.
Okay, so Coach, you're confirming that Andrew Wiggins will not play tomorrow night, is that right?
Yeah, most likely not. Yeah, I mean, he's questionable right now. I would say there's a good chance we keep him out. It's early in the season. We'll leave him as questionable, but I'm sort of planning to play without him.
So this would be a little bit of an adjustment for you to not have 12 at your disposal, more likely 9, or maybe somebody else who hasn't played much will get in there. And I know there's no easy way to replace what Steph does, one of the greatest players ever, but who do you lean on to, account for his scoring and also his ability to play make?
Well, we have to lean into multiple guys. No one guy is going to replace him, obviously, but it probably means Brandon Pajemski and Moses Moody will both play more. And, we're going to need Buddy's shooting. We're going to, probably get Lindy Waters out there, who's had a great camp and one of our best shooters. So we'll play it by ear, but we got a lot of guys, and I'm very confident they can get the job done.
Coach, you've talked to us and others a lot about wanting to play fast, and if that means firing up a lot of threes, you're going to do it. And so you've really empowered your guys. Jonathan Kuminga in particular has not had a good percentage to start the season. What are you seeing with his 3-point shot right now?
Not really a big deal. I mean, he's not a high volume 3-point shooting guy anyway. So it's just 3 games, and I never worry about a couple of games, especially starting the season. But he's very likely to go out there and knock down a few tomorrow. He shot the ball really well in the preseason. He's put a lot of work in, and so I don't concern myself too much with that.
You do want to play faster, and it has been great through 3 games, although last night looked like the turnover bug bit you a little bit. Is that just something you kind of have to live with when you're looking to play faster and you end up having 21 turnovers?
No, there's no way we should have the turnovers that we did last night. They really didn't have anything to do with pace. It was more carelessness. Some of it is just execution-wise. We put in some new things. We're not used to them yet. I think guys are still, trying to see the pictures, and we'll get better. I mean, it's literally only been a few weeks, and we'll get better with that. But we have to be very intentional about taking care of the ball, and we weren't last night. And the Clippers had a lot to do with that. They put a lot of pressure on us and did a great job. But it has to be something we're more in tune with this year, because we just can't expect to compete at the highest level if we give away 10, 12 possessions like we did last night.
Coach, this is not a new thing with regard to the fact that you guys are at times undersized with certain lineups, and you didn't really get out-rebounded overall last night, 48-47. But the way Zubats was able to affect you guys around the rim, how do you go about planning for height like that throughout the season?
Yeah, I mean, every team is different that we're going to face. And so you have to look at their tendencies and how are we going to keep guys out of their comfort zones? So we went into the Clipper game knowing that Zubats has played well against us. I think he's improved quite a bit. I think he's actually one of the toughest players for us to play all year because of that size and skill down in the paint. So you know, we tried to keep him off of his spots, but they did a good job of getting him there, and he had a big night.
And Kevon Looney, I thought, played really well coming off the bench. How much is his contribution critical when facing some of these really big, imposing centers in the West?
Yeah, Loon's the best. I mean, that guy, the way he played last night, coming off the bench, always just embracing his role. You know, whatever it is from night to night, he just always comes through and prepares, and it's just beautiful to watch him. And I thought last night he was terrific. He was one of the reasons we had a chance down the stretch because of his play, and he helped bring us back. So Loon is it's one of the reasons Loon is so important for us and has been a mainstay for us for the better part of a decade.
Coach, good to hear the first performance from your dog here this season. That's good. How's the dog?
Dog's doing great. We actually have two now, so you may be hearing quite a bit of them this year, but all good for the dogs in the Kerr house.
Okay, hold on a sec now, Coach. We'll get back to the Warriors, but the last time we talked to you about your dog, I'm just going to be real with you. You did not sound like someone who wanted yet another one. how the hell did this come together?
Well, it's actually our daughter's dog, and my son-in-law are living with us for the next couple of months because they're moving into a house in a couple of months and putting some work in. So, yeah, so the dog came with them. So it's going to be busy around here.
It's fantastic.
Do the dogs get along?
Oh, they get along great.
Okay.
Both retrievers, yeah, they just wrestle all day long. So it's good. They wear each other out.
It's good to know that you're just like the rest of us, where you may have relevance and sway in one area of your life, and then in other areas, you just basically have to go along with the plan.
I actually have very little sway in any area of my life. That's what I've found. Coaching, parenting, it doesn't matter. I'm just a bystander, really.
Wait, so these rotations aren't yours, Steve?
All right, I got a little sway, maybe, but
okay.
Not that much.
Thank goodness. I'm like, we're talking to the wrong guy about Moses Moody, for crying out loud. No. All right, Steve Kerr with us. Hey, Coach, just a broad question in that I think when the lights come on, there are always surprises in life. So what, like, of these first three games, how has it gone compared to what you thought it was going to look like?
It's actually about what I thought it would look like, to be honest. I'm not surprised by anything. We have a lot of good defensive players this year. Our defense has been excellent. Even last night, we weren't perfect, but we definitely played well enough to win defensively. But our offense didn't measure up. And I think that's going to be the harder side of the ball for us to really execute under duress against the best defensive teams, which the Clippers are one of them. I think that's going to take a little more time just because we're doing some different things this year. We're trying to get more organized. We're trying to run more sets, to get that organization. We're playing more people. We're playing people in different spots. So that's going to take a little bit of time for sure.
I know one of the challenges last year was Andrew Wiggins and Jonathan Kuminga together. Last night, Wiggins again was spectacular. Through a small sample of three games, are you seeing them more successful when playing together in games?
Yeah, we at the end of last year when we played with Draymond at the five, JK and Wiggs were actually pretty good together. So the question this year is, can they be good together with Draymond at the four? And we've been starting that way, you know, Wiggs, JK, Draymond, Trace. And, you know, just to be really honest, I mean, that is not a modern NBA starting lineup. You know, everybody's playing shooting at almost every spot. And so we're doing something that's a little different, you know, and for it to work, it got to be great defensively. We got to get out and run. We got to use that force downhill, playing off of our defense, and did that really well the first two games. Not very well last night. So again, it's early in the season. We're looking at a lot of different things, and that's still a work in progress. For sure.
Yeah, Coach, I wonder how long that lasts, at least in your head. Obviously, injuries could change all of this, but do you have a target date as to when you kind of want to really have a good sense of what you're doing lineup wise every night?
Well, we want that to happen as soon as possible. But I think in general, you get to the quarter pole of the season and you usually have a good sense of what your team is going to look like. So I'm not going to say I'm going to stick with this for 20 games. I'm not going to say I'm going to make any changes at all. If it goes well, this could be our starting lineup for the year. But it, usually at around the 20-game mark, we'll have a good feel.
And normally, you have Draymond Green in there for the conclusion of these tight games, yet last night, with 8 minutes to go, he checked out and never checked back in. What was the reasoning behind that, and what did you see from the five you had on the floor to close the game out?
Well, we do that pretty often, where if a group has it going, we just stay with them. And I thought that group with Loon really did a great job. And so we just, we just went with it. And, that group gave us a chance. We were right there. We just, we got it to within one, but we couldn't close it. But, I wanted to ride them and reward them for the way they played.
Coach, I want to ask you about Buddy Hield. And I know that his first two games were just so sparkling. The shot wasn't falling nearly as much last night. But you've talked a lot about what else Buddy brings to the table. And I'm wondering, with what you've said, why has this guy been such a journeyman? Like, why has he never kind of clicked and connected somewhere where they're hell-bent on him staying?
Well, don't forget, he was drafted by Sacramento and signed a big contract there. And then I think he was part of the Halliburton trade, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So anytime you're part of a big trade involving all-stars, a lot of, there's going to be players who are moved in that case. And he did well in Indiana. The trade to Philly maybe didn't work as well as Philly had hoped, but I don't know. Everybody, this league is about finding the right combination, the right spots. And I think this is a really good spot for Buddy, and I'm excited about him.
Yeah, even last night when he wasn't able to shoot it, the energy was great, and he still was able to contribute. Just wondering about Kyle Anderson last night. He got just the one about 4 minute stint, and that's all the time he got. Was that just a question of the combinations that you had, and he wasn't fitting in last night against the Clippers?
Well, it just was the night where it didn't go his way. The first 4 minutes of the second quarter, we struggled with that lineup. And then, in the second half, we were kind of playing uphill. That's where playing 12 gets difficult, where you're if you're struggling in the game and you can't, control the game, then all of a sudden it becomes more difficult to play a lot of different lineups. You've got to find one and then stick with it. So I wouldn't read too much into that. Kyle's going to play a huge role for us.
Coach Steve Kerr with us, as he always is every week. Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Coach, with no Steph and no Melton the next couple of nights, who's bringing the ball up?
Well, that's one of the reasons we have Kyle. Kyle's a point forward. Draymond, BP, we got a lot of guys who can bring the ball up, get us into our offense. So it'll be a chance for a lot of them to really, get their opportunity and take on a little bit more responsibility, which is exciting.
Big challenge coming with Zion and Brandon Ingram and the Pelicans and back-to-back games and back-to-back nights. What do those two players in particular pose as far as problems for your defense?
Well, Zion is just incredible, getting downhill with that force and that athleticism. And so we know we've got to do a good job trying to stay in front of him and offering help so that he doesn't see a lot of driving lanes. And Brandon Ingram is just a really good all-around player. He gets to spots. Sorry about my dog.
Yes. You've explained it, Steve. We're good.
Yeah. She's apparently a big Brandon Ingram fan.
Okay.
So, I'll keep that. But no, we it's a really talented team, and they handled us last year pretty well. So we got a big challenge for sure.
So, hey, Coach, I know last week we brought up the World Series and you were kind enough to be like, let's not talk about my fandom. But what about this? Will you please take the audience into what happened when you were over on the bench the other night when that Freddie Freeman Grand Slam happened? What was that conversation that we saw?
Well, we were up 30, you know, and I hadn't seen a score or anything since halftime. I saw that it was 2-2 at halftime, you know, when we were in the coach's locker room. And then I forgot about it. I went back out to coach and wasn't even thinking about it. And all of a sudden, this fan right behind me just gasps and says, "Oh, my God, he hit it out." And, of course, now my ears are up. I'm like, so I just turned. I said, "Who did?" And he goes, "Freeman." I go, "Yes. All right." And then I got back to coaching again.
I love it. And, tomorrow there'll be a little bit of a conflict, game four, and your game probably being about the seventh or eighth inning. So should we keep an eye on you maybe getting an early ejection to go back and watch that game?
Right. Early. Getting tossed early and go sit in the video room with the guys, pretend like I'm doing a little work back there.
Am I giving you ideas now on how to proceed?
Exactly.
Steve Kerr with us. I imagine the answer would be maybe these turnovers, but if I just gave you kind of a broad window to say, like, through three games, what do you want to see your guys do better? How would you answer that?
Offensive execution. Sorry, I got two dogs with the zoomies racing around the living room right now.
So it's amazing.
Chaos. But we've got to execute offensively. The turnovers last night were the main reason we didn't win that game. We just can't give away possessions, which means we've got to do a better job as coaches of preparing our guys to execute against really good defenses, and that's the focus right now.
You got a couple of barking dogs barking back-to-back, and you're playing the same team in back-to-back games. Do you like that, Steve, when you face the same opponent two consecutive nights?
Not really, but, I understand it is what it is. It's good for travel. It's good for, for player maintenance, all that stuff. So, you get a couple games straight if you're on the road. But, it's not not exactly ideal, but it is what it is.
Coach, when we post the interview on our social media and whatnot, we always like to list all the people who appeared. So what are the dogs' names, please?
We got Lulu and Mabel.
Lulu and Mabel. And which one is yours and which one is your daughter's?
Yeah, Lulu is ours. Mabel is our daughter's.
Okay.
And Mabel's a puppy. She's less than a year, so she's got...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, she's got a lot of energy. We'll put it that way.
She's got like Pajemski energy.
Yes, exactly.
All right. All right, Coach. Well, we'll let you go feed him or whatever's going to happen next. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good week.